Hey, what's up? It's Ben Greenfield coming to you from Panama, where I just got off the water during an epic surf lesson. That's right. I'm learning how to surf. I'm also horseback riding, stand-up, paddling, fire dancing, and engaging in all manner of tomfoolery down here at Runga in Panama. The event is actually almost over, but I'm recording this for you straight from location, which is why you might hear birds screaming and fountains bubbling in the background, because I'm out in the middle of the jungle. My podcast today is a fun one. It's with my buddy Gunnar, who owns this online version of Whole Foods. Now, don't worry if you've heard about the whole, like, Whole Foods meets Costco membership grocery store, blah, blah, blah. This is interesting. We get into a few very interesting things, along with some superfoods that are going to blow your mind that you have to order right after you listen to this episode. Hint, the coconut flour wraps are amaze bombs.
Last night, I got my shipment in. That's right. Paleo Valley sent me their fermented meat sticks, which are amazing. They're these beef sticks. I gave a few to some of my friends already, which they love. I actually interviewed Stephen Gundry on my podcast, and he talked about how when you look at a lot of these blue zones, the ones that are the highest ranking in terms of longevity eat meat, but the meat that they eat is actually fermented. And that's exactly what they've done with Paleo Valley. They've actually taken really good grass-fed, grass-finished beef. They've fermented, which naturally introduces gut-friendly probiotics, but more importantly, breaks down a lot of the sugars that would normally cause meat to be harmful, concentrates the vitamins, makes it more digestible, and they have fantastic flavors. They got the original. They've got one that's like a summer sausage. They have a garlic sausage. They have a teriyaki. It's probably my favorite. And you can now get your hands on fermented beef sticks that basically blow that Slim Jim beef jerky out of the water. So check out paleovalley.com/Ben. That's paleovalley.com/Ben to try out these beef sticks and get 15% off your order. Not just beef sticks, fermented beef sticks. I get laughed at, maybe because it's a little bit woo-woo, esoteric, invisible, whatever, but I use quantum energy. I pray over my food when I eat. I try and emanate positive emotions and feelings towards people. I do like little breath work and Tibetan longevity exercise moves to charge up my body with invisible energy. And yes, I even blast my home and my body with certain quantum energy products like necklaces and little boxes that I can use to charge up food. And I get this all from this company called Lila Q. Now, I realize that some quantum energy stuff is not provable by science, but Lila does have third-party studies revealing a remarkable 20 to 30% increase in ATP production, a vital process for cells. Quantum energy has over 59 studies already done and counting. These are randomized double-blind studies these folks are doing for blood quality and HRV optimization. I can't explain it, okay? I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I can explain how quantum energy would increase blood energy or blood quality. Could be placebo. I don't know. But all I can tell you is I wear their necklace. I use their products. I blast my home with their energy. And it's called Lila Q. I've got a podcast with them, a few, if you want to take a deeper dive. But you just go to the website. Check it out. It's kind of fun to surf around. And you know what? If anything, you're going to have some cool looking conversation products at your house and hanging around your neck. I love them. Lila Q, LEELAQ.com. Use code BEN10 for 10% off. LEELAQ.com. Use code BEN10 for 10% off. Hey, you want to spice things up in the bedroom and boost your sexual performance and do it naturally without nasty prescription drugs? You got to check out this stuff, Joy Mode. It's a powder. You can put it in water, or if you're like me and you're a savage, you can dry powder into your mouth. Contains clinically supported doses of L-citrulline, arginine, yohimbine, and vitamin C. So after taking this stuff called their Sexual Performance Booster, again, by Joy Mode, your blood levels of arginine and your yohimbine increase, and that directly promotes nitric oxide production, penile tissue relaxation, and increased drive. Well, the antioxidant action of vitamin C protects the nitric oxide from oxidative degradation, which then enhances the blood flow promoting activity of the nitric oxide. They thought of everything. They're super smart over at Joy Mode, and collectively these effects enhance sex drive and blood flow naturally to the penis or to the clitoris. My wife takes it too. It's amazing. You get better orgasms, better blood flow. You can kiss nasty prescription medications goodbye and have natural guilt-free energy for boosting your sexual performance. You can get 20% off your first order from Joy Mode. How? Go to usejoymode.com/greenfield. That's usejoymode.com/greenfield. J-O-Y. usejoymode.com/greenfield. They'll give you 20% off your first order.
In this episode of the Ben Greenfield Fitness Show.
And we think that there's a really passionate consumer out there who, in the face of super intense political dysfunction and recognizing, you know, just like the prelude of what we had in Harvey and Maria and these storms, like climate change is happening.
You know, we spend $300 billion a year on diabetes-related illnesses, and that's just one of several major lifestyle diseases. So the way that we are producing, distribute, marketing, consuming food is literally poisoning us.
He's an expert in human performance and nutrition. Voted America's top personal trainer and one of the globe's most influential people in health and fitness. His show provides you with everything you need to optimize physical and mental performance. He is Ben Greenfield.
Power, speed, mobility, balance. Whatever it is for you, that's the natural movement. Get out there. When you look at all the studies done, studies that have shown the greatest efficacy.
All the information you need in one place, right here, right now, on the Ben Greenfield Fitness Podcast.
Hey, what's up, folks? It's Ben Greenfield, and I like to grocery shop. I like food. I like good, high-quality organic food. And, you know, I do hunt a lot of my own meat, and we have a big vegetable garden up here where we grow a lot of our own veggies, and we forage plants, and we've got some fruit trees now, which I'm excited about. And I think all those things should be at the core of a healthy diet. And even if you don't have all those things, there are, of course, the existence of farmers markets and CSAs and local grocers. But let's face it, I also like my packaged goodies. I like my nori wraps, and I like my coconut milk, and I like my gluten-free baking powders and seeds and nuts. And there are a host of options out there for getting this stuff. Amazon, Vitacost, Walmart, Safeway, you know, you name it. The list goes on and on. But when it comes to buying online organic food, you'd be surprised at what you're about to discover on today's podcast with probably the single gentleman that knows more about getting organic food online, especially, than anybody on the face of the planet. His name is Gunnar Lovelace. Not kidding. That's his actual name, Gunnar Lovelace. Probably one of the more unique names that I've had on this show. And Gunnar is he's a serial entrepreneur. He starts companies. He's got one called Love Heals, which I'd love to actually hear a little more about, which is a jewelry business that basically is being used to fund the planting of literally over 1.5 million trees and sponsors over 50,000 malnourished kids around the globe. And he also has a passion for making organic and non-GMO groceries available to people who may not want to pay the price of what you got to pay at Whole Foods. So basically, he specializes in making Whole Foods-esque experiences available to people who aren't rich, who don't want to blow their whole paycheck on kombucha. So anyways, I've had a chance to hang out with Gunnar. He's a fascinating dude. Cool story, too. So, Gunnar, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, it's great to be here. Big fan of your work and your community, so it's an honor to be here.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. Appreciate that. So I've hung out with you, dude, and you're kind of a hippie, and at least that's the impression that I get of you. And I'm curious, you being as healthy as it seems that you are, did you grow up, you know, like eating kale and sprouts and kombucha, or was this kind of a development that occurred later in life, or where did you develop your passion for organic foods and living a healthy life?
Yeah, so, you know, I originally grew up with a single mom and saw how hard she worked to make healthy choices, and just, you know, always seemed crazy to me that food with lots of chemicals and processing costs less than food with no chemicals and processing. And when my mother remarried, my stepfather was running a food co-op out of a little hippie commune in an organic farm that he runs to this day.
I knew it. I knew it. I knew you grew up a hippie.
So I have been in the alternative culture of the organic industry and agriculture for, you know, over 35 years. And, you know, I love the roots. And also one of the things that's so exciting about Thrive Market is that, you know, we're really making it a mainstream thing. You know, 50% of our member base is in the Midwest and the South. And so that's really exciting that, you know, a lot of this kind of, you know, couple decades of development work that kind of came out of some of these more alternative communities is now going mainstream.
Interesting. So for you growing up, you know, and by the way, I was a complete opposite. I grew up on iceberg lettuce, take and bake pizza, 29 cent bags of hamburgers from McDonald's. So we had a little bit of a different existence. But I'm curious now, you know, growing up with all that and yet living, because are you in LA now?
Yeah.
So living in LA, like what's your diet look like now? Are you pretty much like 24/7 at Air One or?
Yeah, that's a good, you kind of hit it on the head. Air One is definitely one of my spots. You know, honestly, so, you know, I'm like all of us, we're kind of unique. And diet is so specialized. You know, I historically have stored a lot of stress in my stomach. That's just kind of like one of my areas of weakness and vulnerability. And so, you know, the truth is that I find that the simpler I eat, the better. It's just like, you know, it's few ingredients, very, very simple. And frankly, I love it and I feel better. That's like mostly, fruits and vegetables, with some, you know, very select, animal protein.
Got it. So do you follow like a specific diet? Like, do you do like a ketogenic thing, or are you more of like a, you know, Katavan fiber based plant diet, or how would you describe, or are you just agnostic?
I'm loosely paleo, and obviously I eat a lot of healthy saturated fats. I love the keto movement. You know, again, though, it's actually, like if I eat too much animal protein, my system just gets bogged down. I think,
what do you mean your system gets bogged down?
I just don't have as much energy. I get constipated, and you know, just like, it's harder to digest for me. Whereas if I'm eating, you know, lots of steamed veggies, for example, I'm doing better.
Yeah.
I think that's just a function of like being in a super intense startup, and I just kind of store my stress in my stomach. So I don't necessarily recommend that for everybody, but it works for me.
Yeah. Well, honestly, there are genetic reasons for that. I don't know how familiar you are with methylation, but there are people who I believe the correct term would be under methylators, who actually need a lot more of the amino acid methionine from meat based sources, and then there are other people who are over methylators who basically, if they eat too much meat, just like get overrun with methionine. There's like an aging effect, and so there really is like this genetic propensity for some people to do better on a plant based diet, and then others to just feel like crap unless they get their steak every 3 days. So
yeah, and I'm not at all plant based exclusively, but it's, you know, I definitely eat high quality animal protein throughout the week, but it's just not, I just don't eat very much of it.
Yeah.
Again, I think, you know, you're super educated on these issues, and I think that at the end of the day, I think, you know, it's pretty simple. I have a pretty simple approach to my own personal diet, which is just, you know, eat simple food that's primarily veggies, and then just, you know, try it, you know, just eat lighter, in general, less food, is generally, for me, I find like the tendency is, to eat too much, or, you know, I also like, when I'm stressed out or feeling insecure or emotional or whatever, then I'll like, you know, like it's, there's like, you know, the kind of that, trained emotional response of like going to food. And so I bring a lot of awareness to that. Doesn't mean that I get it right. In fact, if I'm really stressed out, it's very easy for me to break the habits that I know are good for me.
Yeah. You're such a weakling, dude. Nobody else is like that.
Total weakling. Yeah.
what about supplements? Are you a supplement guy?
You know, I do, temperature stable probiotics. I really like them because I do a fair bit of traveling, and you know, as you know, you know, vast majority of the immune function is regulated out of the gut, and so I discovered this, I don't know, 6 or 7 years ago, that, you know, if I ever am starting to feel even a little bit of a tinge in my throat or run down, I actually just take probiotics like every hour or two, and it just like
every hour or two.
Yeah, and it just completely knocks the cold back. It's like a really cool trick that I learned like 8 or 10 years ago.
Wow, that's a lot of probiotics. Do you have like a brand or like a strain that you use?
Yeah, I really like the Dr. Ajitas that we carry. It's, you know, it's temperature stable, so it allows, I can, you know, travel on airplanes, and I always have it with me. Again, I only do that, you know, a few times a year if I'm feeling run down. There used to be a period of time where 8 years ago or so, where I was on the verge of being sick all the time just from overwork and stress. And as soon as I discovered that kind of probiotic trick, I just, knock on wood, I rarely get sick anymore. And then the other product, that supplement product that I actually will take, again, it's mostly around if I'm feeling a little run down, is I really like the Host Defense mushroom products. They're super effective. And then there's a vitamin C powder from Health Force that I find really effective and absorbable. So I do that almost daily.
Is that like a chaga, that mushroom?
Yeah, it's like chaga and reishi. It's a whole blend. You know, yeah. Paul Stamets and his work?
I am familiar with him, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He has a great product called Host Defense. And
cool.
That's the extent of my supplements.
You've got basically an online grocery store, more or less, where you sell a lot of this kind of stuff. And, you know, I order from your store, but I'm curious, before we talk a little bit about that, I mean, where'd you go from being a tiny hippie, as we've already established, to actually starting an online grocery store? How did that actually develop?
Well, you know, I've always been interested in food. I think, you know, just a lot of survival issues growing up, where it wasn't clear where the food and money was going to come from to pay the rent. You know, food is obviously such a primary thing in terms of like our sense of well-being and just like general survival. So that just naturally drew me to the area. And then you know, as I went on after high school, you know, went to college at UC Santa Cruz. You know, really kind of my peak of my kind of more expressed activist days, and, you know, started a couple nonprofits and shut my campus down a few times around different environmental issues. And then I just realized, you know, same 500 or 1,000 people showing up to our events and rallies, and just over the hill, the tech boom, the first dot-com boom was happening. And so, I saw the scale and potential of the intersection between business, media, and technology, and saw that it could really give a broader platform to have a positive effect. And so I dropped out of college and started an educational software company, teaching children how to read, and, you know, was really fortunate enough to be able to sell that business. And then, you know, just had many failures, aka learning experiences along the way, and some great successes. And really, just most broadly, really interested in the idea as business as a vehicle for good, and thinking about and looking for organizing principles that can bring people together at scale around the common good. And one of the things that's been so gratifying about being in the food space through Thrive Market over the last few years is really just seeing how it doesn't matter who you are, where you live, what you believe, what the color of your skin is. Like, people want to feel good in their bodies. They want the same thing for their children. And it's very, very, it's a very scalable organizing principle that positively affects people in their lives and deals with some of the biggest issues we face with, you know, obviously huge health epidemics and the economic impacts of those health epidemics. And then, you know, conventional agriculture today is the second largest contributor of greenhouse gases, with, you know, factory farming of animals being the vast majority of that. So I think the way that we produce, distribute, market, and consume food cuts to the core of our viability long-term on the planet. And so our mission at Thrive Market is really to make healthy living easy and affordable to everybody. And so if we can sell a healthy alternative at the same price as the conventional equivalent and ship it to people's homes for free and eco-friendly packaging, you know, we really have made a huge improvement in the solutions that are available.
And that all sounds great, but I guess like what I'm wondering is like, how do you actually start a grocery store? Like how'd that actually happen?
You know, just very organically. Like I because I have a retail store with my jewelry business, Love Heels, you know, I was able to get a bunch of wholesale accounts set up with the brands that I love. And I just like, I think it was like five or six of my top brands at the time. And friends found out that I had wholesale accounts and could get Health Force and Seventh Generation products at, you know, 40 to 50% off. And so they started wanting to be able to access those discounts. And then I ran a few shopping events on Facebook to test the demand of that. Shopping events were oversubscribed, and it made me think that there's got to be a better way to organize this type of demand that there is to access these products at lower pricing. And so that really led us into kind of building a platform that today is Thrive Market.
So how does that work exactly? Like you guys actually have like a warehouse where you're ordering from different farmers, or what exactly happens? And the other thing I'd love to hear about, by the way, is I also noticed everything's like super cheap. Like it's free shipping and it's 25 to 50% discounts. Like how do you even do that when people have to pay so much at Whole Foods or Amazon, for example?
The main thing is, you know, grocery today, the way it works is you've got your farmer, your manufacturer slash brand, you've got brokers and distributors in the middle, and then you've got all your retail markup, the profits that the retailer is taking, and all the pay-to-play shelf games that the retailer charges the brands to have their products placed. And so we own our own warehouses. We buy directly from farmers and brands. We cut out all the middlemen in the supply chain, which gives us the ability to offer tremendous savings. And instead of Thrive Market making money on the product sales the way a normal retailer does, we make our money on a $60 membership every year. So for $60, $5 a month, you can get organic groceries, the highest quality curated organic groceries at 25 to 50% off, shipped to your home for free. And, you know, our average member, it makes back their membership fee on their second purchase. And as you know, most American families are spending thousands of dollars a year on groceries. So saving 25 to 50% off is a big deal for people, not to mention the time factor. So the core of it is that we buy directly, we cut out all the middlemen, and instead of making money on the product themselves, we charge a membership fee of $60 a year. And then for every paid membership, we sponsor a family in need with a free membership.
Okay, got it. So in terms of actually like getting this stuff and stocking it, how are you deciding what kind of things that you're going to carry and what you're going to order? Like, let's say coconut milk, for example. Like I drink like a full fat BPA free coconut milk. Like, let's say that you guys decide you want to carry coconut milk. How does that work? Like, how do you actually look around for who's going to be able to get you the good coconut milk at the correct price and then allow you to be able to turn around and ship that to me, and be able to provide me with the price that you're currently providing on something like that?
Yeah, so you know, it's it really depends on the category. So you know, baby and cleaning products have different criteria that we use than say, you know, kind of grocery. We have extremely stringent criteria, and I think one of the things that's really important, just broadly about what we do, is it's hyper curated. You know, you go to a normal retail store, you're going to see 50 to 100,000 products. You know, you shop on Amazon, you've got literally 500 million products. At Thrive Market, we have 5,000. That's it. And instead of, you know, 100 laundry detergents, we have two. And we think that that's really important because it allows us to support and work with our partners more deeply, but it also allows our members to know that the choices that they're looking at are the absolute highest quality. And we've done a tremendous amount of research in that, both in terms of the quality, but also making sure that we can deliver it at a really great price. And I think that's really important. We're all super busy. We don't have a lot of time. A lot of people, you know, may know about a few brands in a specific area, but none in other areas. And so we really seek to build a lot of trust with our members that when they're looking at our catalog and they're looking at the products that we carry, they know that we're carrying the absolute highest quality. So, you know, obviously most of the time, like 90%+ of the time, that's organic. You know, we're the largest retailer in the country that sells exclusively non-GMO groceries at that point. You know, when we're carrying skincare, personal care products, or cleaning products, we cross-reference against the Environmental Working Group database for toxicity levels.
Interesting.
A lot of people don't know that, you know, the skin is the largest organ in the body. And, you know, when we take a shower or put our baby in the bath, the, you know, skin, the pores dilate and we absorb whatever it is that we're putting into our body. So, you know, every category has different types of editorial requirements. And we use the relationships that we have in the space. And frankly, we were able to use our social mission around democratizing access to healthy living, which really resonates with our partners, our suppliers, our investors, people, you know, influencers like you, where we just get a lot of great information from people. So a lot of times it's just like, you know, people start searching for a new brand on our site and we study failed search results on our site. And if we see that there's a spike in some particular product or brand that's showing up with no results, we'll start to carry it because it lets us know that people want it.
Right. All of a sudden everybody wants blackberry kombucha. So you guys start to carry something like that. Exactly. So do you ever feel like though, I mean, playing devil's advocate here, it's online grocery shopping, right? You're having to ship stuff. There's jet fuel. Yep. And so tell me how you're fighting that battle against leaving a big carbon footprint or like disrupting community small businesses by shipping food to people versus having them shop locally or, you know, at their local farmers market or CSA.
Yeah. So two really important questions there. So one, you know, just kind of how we think about sustainability. So first of all, there are studies that show when you shop online or carbon impact than when you drive to the retail location. People don't realize all the intermediary people that have touched and moved and transported and all the packaging and the lights and utilities that go, and not to mention one's drive to and fro retail location actually has a higher impact than shopping online.
Not me. I ride my bike to the grocery store.
Yeah. So you're an outlier, which is, you know, that doesn't surprise me because you're such an alternative character yourself. But by and large, like 99% of people, obviously, you know, they're driving. So just core architecture, you actually have a lower impact when you shop online. The second thing is, you know, we're 100% post-consumer recycled packaging. We're the first e-commerce company in the country that's going to be going zero waste from our distribution centers to landfill, meaning literally no waste will go from our DCs to landfill by the end of the year. We're very, very close to that number today. And then, you know, we offset all of our carbon through a conservation easement in Minnesota, which is a domestic carbon project. So we're, you know, that's kind of like high level. And then when we think about our sourcing, you know, we're extremely fastidious about looking at the environmental impact of that. So, you know, we don't carry anything that has palm oil that's got, you know, that isn't certified, or we know where it's coming from because of the type of destruction palm oil is generating in the rainforest. Or when we set out to make a nutrient dense bone broth, we went to a really high quality grass fed jerky provider and we're like, hey, can we use your whole animal to make this bone broth rather than it being wasted? So we're extremely careful about that. And it's really, you know, the high level of like, you know, 100% post-consumer recycled packaging. And when you shop online, it's actually more efficient because you're using existing last mile delivery service. So when we ship, you know, we're shipping with FedEx and UPS and local carriers. These guys are already driving around. So we're not actually adding significant new carbon impact on the delivery side. You know, that said, it's like, it's not a perfect thing. Like we, by the very nature of being humans, we're consumers and we have impact. And so we spend a lot of time optimizing our packaging. Like we just sent our team out to Minnesota to document this new domestic carbon offset program that we're doing in Minnesota. You know, just had a meeting yesterday with executives about, you know, when can we be prepared to really announce our zero waste from our distribution centers to landfill. it's a huge ongoing topic and literally comes up every day, all day long.
Interesting. What about the packaging? Like, you know, I've actually, for those of you listening, I've been to Thrive Market's headquarters in LA and seen it. And you guys have a really cool facility there. And I seem to remember when I was there, somebody had even mentioned, like, maybe there's an option to make packaging out of like dirt or mushrooms or something like that. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, there is a packaging. There's a kind of a cardboard replacement packaging that is made out of mushrooms, and you can just literally just compost it. You know, we use 100% post-consumer recycled packaging today. The mushroom-based packaging is just too heavy, and one of the challenges that we confront in our business is the, you know, price to weight ratios is super. It's a super delicate dance. Because we sell so many grocery items at such low prices, we end up with really heavy boxes, and that costs a lot of money to ship. And so we make our shipping free to our members. And so we have to be really, really careful and thoughtful about how we make sure that the baskets that people are buying fit within the right matrix of price to weight ratio so that we can actually fulfill on the mission and be a long-term sustainable business. And good news is we're really getting that down now. And for the first time in history, you can get, you know, these super high quality organic groceries and brands that you already love and are buying from at the same price as conventional equivalents for the first time in history shipped to your home for free.
Even if you can't eat the box yet.
Yeah. I mean, you can't eat the box yet, but as soon as we get that worked out, I'll let you know, and we'll need you to post a video of that though.
Yeah, absolutely. I will eat the whole box. I'll yep. toss the coconut
I'm sure
milk
you
and
will.
Just eat the packaging. Now, you guys have your own brand of foods now as well. Like, you're making your own stuff rather than just carrying other people's stuff. I'm curious what it is that you're making now on your own or packaging now under Thrive Market's brand.
Yeah, so it's super broad, and you know, we're always going to be working with the best third-party brands. That's just a core part of our business, but there are just really important opportunities for us to further improve on supply chains, further improve on the quality while lowering the price to our members. And that's, you know, where we, you know, go more directly to sourcing. And so, for example, like, we have one of the highest quality artisanal, organic, fair trade, cold pressed, virgin olive oils on the market. And, you know, it's something that you'd spend $40 or $50 for at Whole Foods, and we're selling at $15. And, you know, we went to third generation farmer in Crete. It's one of the oldest olive oil producing regions of the oldest olive tree in the world is right there. And we just vertically integrate. And that is important for us because, you know, we know that there's a lot of controversy around olive oil, and it gets cut with other types of oils and solvents. And so we really work very, very, every single product that we develop under our own Thrive Market brand is extremely high quality and also works to make the world a better place. So at the core of our business, we're always thinking about how do we save people time and money, but how do we also connect them to the fact that when they're making a purchase, they're really tangibly making the world a better place. So example is coffee. You know, I didn't realize until I started to research this, like, what the practical realities of labor conditions are like in conventional farming of coffee. And, you know, the average Guatemalan worker has to pick 100 pounds of coffee just to qualify for their $3 a day salary. And in Honduras during the picking season, 40% of pickers are children. Jeez. A lot of these locations have armed guards, and they harass people if you're not working fast enough. So it's just like near slave labor conditions. And so, you know, we couldn't offer third party fair trade organic coffee at a price that was competitive with third party brands. And so we went straight to a Peruvian farmer that's fair trade, single origin, organic, and we were able to really build a super high quality premium fair trade organic coffee, but at a great price. And so every single category has a different rationale, and every single time that we work to develop a product, we really work to improve what it is that we're offering while improving the price.
Yeah, and you've got, I mean, I've checked out some of your guys' brands. You got like diapers and baby wipes, you have ketchup, you have coconut wraps. By the way, I haven't actually used the coconut wraps yet, but what is a coconut wrap?
they're freaking the bomb. The coconut wraps are awesome. They're, you know, you just, you can put, you know, vegetables, meat, whatever you want in them. And it's just a way to get that kind of, that wrap.
It's just a wrap made out of coconut meat?
Just a wrap made out of coconut meat.
Dude. It's
so freaking awesome.
And
we have these coconut flakes that are so freaking cool too. You know, it's three ingredients and it literally looks like a corn flake, but it's made out of coconut meat.
You mean you would eat this like a cereal?
Yeah. Yeah. It's awesome.
Wow. Dude, you gotta fill me in on this stuff more. Don't you know that I love anything coconutty?
I mean, when you talked about downing cans of coconut cream, I think we can serve your coconut obsession.
Is that the organic coconut flake cereal?
That's it.
Dude, you're gonna cost me a lot of money on this podcast. I'm gonna be adding a bunch of stuff to my cart. Well, not a lot of money because I know you save money.
What I think is the best granola on the market shortly, and it's all sprouted, paleo-friendly, organic granola, super low glycemic. I just love the recipes.
Wow.
I think the American breakfast is one of those.
Who comes up with these recipes? You guys have like an in-house chef?
You know, we all contribute. Like our senior vice president of product development, Jeremiah, you know, he was the former brand manager of 365 for Whole Foods. He ran Whole Body for Whole Foods for 7 years, which is $1.5 billion annual division. So super deep, rich domain expertise, and he's like super passionate about environmental issues. So he and I work super closely on this. And then, you know, I end up sourcing a lot of the products myself. You know, find great suppliers and partners and then we've got an amazing lineup of stuff that we're doing in 2018. I can't announce it yet, but there's some amazing stuff coming.
Wow.
Last night I got my shipment in. That's right. Paleo Valley sent me their fermented meat sticks, which are amazing. They're these beef sticks. I gave a few to some of my friends already, which they love. I actually interviewed Stephen Gundry on my podcast, and he talked about how when you look at a lot of these blue zones, the ones that are the highest ranking in terms of longevity eat meat, but the meat that they eat is actually fermented. And that's exactly what they've done with Paleo Valley. They've actually taken really good grass-fed, grass-finished beef. They've fermented, which naturally introduces gut-friendly probiotics, but more importantly, breaks down a lot of the sugars that would normally cause meat to be harmful, concentrates the vitamins, makes it more digestible, and they have fantastic flavors. They got the original. They've got one that's like a summer sausage. They have a garlic sausage. They have a teriyaki. It's probably my favorite. And you can now get your hands on fermented beef sticks that basically blow that Slim Jim beef jerky out of the water. So check out paleovalley.com/Ben. That's paleovalley.com/Ben to try out these beef sticks and get 15% off your order. Not just beef sticks, fermented beef sticks. I get laughed at maybe because it's a little bit woo-woo, esoteric, invisible, whatever. But I use quantum energy. I pray over my food when I eat. I try and emanate positive emotions and feelings towards people. I do like little breath work and Tibetan longevity exercise moves to charge up my body with invisible energy. And yes, I even blast my home and my body with certain quantum energy products like necklaces and little boxes that I can use to charge up food. And I get this all from this company called Lila Q. Now, I realize that some quantum energy stuff is not provable by science, but Lila does have third-party studies revealing a remarkable 20 to 30% increase in ATP production, a vital process for cells. Quantum energy has over 59 studies already done and counting. These are randomized double-blind studies these folks are doing for blood quality and HRV optimization. I can't explain it, okay? I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I can explain how quantum energy would increase blood energy or blood quality. Could be placebo. I don't know. But all I can tell you is I wear their necklace. I use their products. I blast my home with their energy. And it's called Lila Q. I've got a podcast with them, a few, if you want to take a deeper dive. But you just go to the website. Check it out. It's kind of fun to surf around. And you know what? If anything, you're going to have some cool looking conversation products at your house and hanging around your neck. I love them. Lila Q, LEELAQ.com. Use code BEN10 for 10% off. LeelaQ.com. Use code BEN10 for 10% off. Hey, you want to spice things up in the bedroom and boost your sexual performance and do it naturally without nasty prescription drugs? You got to check out this stuff, Joy Mode. It's a powder. put it in water, or if you're like me and you're a savage, you can dry powder into your mouth, contains clinically supported doses of L-citrulline, arginine, yohimbine, and vitamin C. So after taking this stuff called their Sexual Performance Booster, again, by Joy Mode, your blood levels of arginine and yohimbine increase, and that directly promotes nitric oxide production, penile tissue relaxation, and increased drive. Well, the antioxidant action of vitamin C protects the nitric oxide from oxidative degradation, which then enhances the blood flow promoting activity of the nitric oxide. They thought of everything. They're super smart over at Joy Mode, and collectively these effects enhance sex drive and blood flow naturally to the penis or to the clitoris. My wife takes it too. It's amazing. You get better orgasms, better blood flow. You can kiss nasty prescription medications goodbye and have natural guilt-free energy for boosting your sexual performance. You can get 20% off your first order from Joy Mode. How? Go to usejoymode.com/greenfield. That's usejoymode.com/greenfield. J-O-Y. Usejoymode.com/greenfield. They'll give you 20% off your first order.
Well, what are a couple of the other, because I never heard of coconut cereal. Coconut wraps are now on my must-do list. Maybe replace the nori wraps that I usually use, or at least be an addition to the pantry. What are a couple of other just like crazy good foods you think more people should know about that kind of fly under the radar?
Yeah, I mean, I think all the great healthy fats, I think that I love sprouted nuts. You know, I find unsprouted nuts and nuts that are cooked, I find them hard to digest, where sprouted, I feels really clean and light in my body, and like really great energy source that's long term.
And you deactivate a lot of the enzyme inhibitors.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Just makes it more bioavailable. So sprouting is I think that's a really fun area. I think there's going to be a lot more of that. And it's not specifically paleo, but like we have great sprouted quinoa, and like that's, you know, just part of our broad offering. But, you know, like the sprouted granola is something I'm super excited about, because it's such a, I think the you know, and chia, I think chia is awesome. That's one of my, I eat that pretty regularly, and, great source of fat and protein.
Do you just like eat chia, or do you make the chia slurry out of it where you soak it?
Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah, I soak it overnight, and I'll either blend it into a smoothie the next day, or I do like a chia pudding with, monk fruit or stevia and some like fruit, and it's just super, super low glycemic, and some vanilla, and very simple.
Wow. I love it. And that sprouted granola, did you say that launched yet, or that's still to come?
It's coming.
Okay. Got it. Yeah. Very cool. I love it. Okay. So I've got another couple of questions for you. One is, in terms of the whole like Amazon thing, right? Like, I'm going to admit, dude, and I hear this a lot from people that I tell about Thrive Market. They're like, Amazon Prime is way more convenient, because you can buy like a friggin' alarm clock and a book at the same time you're buying your canned coconut milk or your nuts or whatever. So sell me on why Thrive is better than me just like going to Amazon for the convenience and the speed.
Yep. Yeah. So, Amazon is definitely, they've got the fast shipping thing down. We're better prices than Amazon. And like less than a third of our products are on Amazon. So if you're really like interested in health and wellness, you're just not going to find it on Amazon. And, we never set out to out Amazon. Amazon is really good at what they do. They've got 500 million products on their site. We're very curated. And I think for us, we're very passionate about the supply chains and treating employees well and managing our carbon impact. And we're much more than just an e-commerce utility. Yes, at the core, you're getting these amazing organic groceries and brands at incredible prices. But there's much more than that. We have a giving program. We do advocacy work. We helped bring food stamps online last year. We do a lot of work around environmental issues. We produce tons of content, and we have a real active community. And so when you're part of Thrive, not only do you save time and money, but you're really part of a community that is doing good on the planet. And I think again, the market for grocery is so big. We never set out to compete against Amazon. We know that there's going to be other major retailers that do more organic and do more of it online. We think that's a good thing. For us, you know, we only have to get, 1% of the grocery market, and we're a $10 billion business.
Wow.
And we think that there's a really passionate consumer out there who, in the face of super intense political dysfunction and recognizing, just like the prelude of what we had in Harvey and Maria and these storms, like climate change is happening. We think that there's a consumer that, in the face of this intense dysfunction where politicians in Washington aren't doing anything substantive or positive, that they recognize a place that they have power is to vote with their dollars. And yes, they want to get great prices and convenience, but they also want to support businesses that represent their values. And I think that for the health and wellness consumer that cares about sustainability and the environment while getting great pricing, there's just no better option than Thrive Market.
Okay. Now, when it comes to this whole Amazon thing, what do you think about the acquisition of Whole Foods by Amazon? Like, how's that going to affect you guys? What are your thoughts on it?
I think it's brilliant, both on Amazon's part and Whole Foods' part. Again, for us, though, we're so focused on speaking really specifically to the customer. I think Whole Foods was already struggling reputationally prior to the acquisition, and you already see a lot of like stories coming out how Amazon's phasing out small brands and streamlining the business in a way that's going to negatively impact the values of the business. I think ultimately it's a good thing that Amazon bought Whole Foods, because it means that there's billions of dollars moving into the organic industry, and that's a good thing for everybody. But there's still a really important role for a challenger brand like ourselves to serve customers who want to get these products at great prices, but want to vote and support a company that has really authentic commitment to doing good, taking care of its employees, and obviously making sure that we have the highest quality innovative products. I mean, again, 70% of the products we sell, you just can't get on Amazon.
Yeah. You definitely can't buy this coconut cereal on Amazon that I'm drooling over, or the coconut wraps. Never seen those on there. So that makes sense. And yeah, I mean, it surprised me when Amazon bought Whole Foods, but I guess it just kind of says something for the whole organic foods industry. And I would imagine it's going to blow up. And now what about you? I mean, like, personally, do you guys think you're going to get acquired at Thrive? Like, what are your plans regarding that? Like, is General Mills going to roll in and buy you guys?
Yeah. I mean, we have a lot of conviction about what we're doing, and we're really excited about it. So we think that more than likely the path is standalone. We execute on the business. We'll go public in 2 or 3 years. But we're not like, we're open to partnerships. If somebody, like, we really felt like they were authentically committed to continuing to improve the supply chains and they're prepared to really invest in that. For us, it's never been about how much of the pie we own, but how big the pie is. And we're really the core of our business is really focused on how do we make healthy living truly accessible to everybody. And so I think, the good news for us as a business is, we've had big strategic retailers and partners interested in buying us from the very beginning of the business. And we've said no. But we're polite and we listen, and there's other types of partnerships that can be done. I think that the Whole Foods Amazon deal, more importantly, is a real existential threat to retailers and CPG companies who don't understand how to do direct to consumer, don't know how to build authentic relationships online, and don't know how to, really build the technology and data driven back end competencies to make that work. And I think it's a lot like Blockbuster versus Netflix, but a much greater scale. And I think over the next 5 years, we're going to see tremendous disruption amongst traditional grocery players that, are going to really suffer a lot.
Interesting. Okay, got it. Now, I have another question for you that might not be related to groceries, but it intrigued me anyways about your background. What's the whole Love Heals thing?
Again, being a student of social enterprise and the idea of business as a vehicle for good, my mom has been a jeweler for decades, and I went through a period where I was really burnt out It was about 10 years ago. I was burnt out on technology. I had helped co-found a natural language processing company, which got purchased, and just really burnt out on technology. And so, I really enjoyed the tactile, tangible, and emotional connection that I saw my mother's customers had with her jewelry. And so, like, hey, Mom, let's build a socially conscious, fair trade jewelry business around the idea of love and beauty. And so that's really been, that's what we've done. We have 75 employees in that business. It's been going for about 10 years. And it's really focused on, the idea of spreading beauty in the world and doing that in an ethical way.
Now, these aren't actual pieces of jewelry designed to like vibrate at specific frequencies associated with love or something like that. Okay. That's what I was curious about. Like have you seen the love tuner before?
No, but I've seen stuff like Q-Link and some of those things.
Yeah. No, like the love tuner is literally it's a necklace with a little tuner on it and you blow it and it vibrates at about 528 hertz, which is the frequency associated with the emotion of love. It's really kind of a cool concept. So
that's cool.
Whenever you need like a pick me up, you blow on this thing.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, we are energy, right? So,
absolutely.
There's a lot of actual science that supports some of those things. But no, we have, like, for example, we did a line at one point at the height of the civil war in Sudan, at the Darfur conflict. We did a line of jewelry where every piece of jewelry sold, we got a child out of slavery. And we've done stuff like that. And I think those are beautiful things. Again, though, I think one of the things that I love about Thrive Market is that the actual core of the business, the success of the business, making healthy living affordable to millions of Americans, it's inherently a good thing. And the success of the business and the social mission are inherently interlocked and the same thing. Whereas, in my jewelry company, which I love, the social mission is a little bit of a bolt on. Obviously we have fair trade working conditions and we take care of our employees well, but we take profits from the jewelry business and then put them into, programs like planting trees and children. And I think that, helping people access healthy food for less is such an important issue. I'm sure you talk about this, we spend $300 billion a year on diabetes related illnesses, and it's $300 billion a year. And that's just one of several major lifestyle diseases. So the way that we are producing, distribute, marketing, consuming food is literally poisoning us. It's poisoning the economy and it's poisoning the planet.
Wow. Interesting. I do like what you guys are doing. And before I feel those of you listening in on how you can get a killer discount, even a greater discount than what Thrive currently offers on Thrive, I want to mention one other food that I think you should get. They have these spirulina super chips. Have you eaten these before, Gunnar?
I haven't.
Okay. I was going to say, I was wondering if your job involves just like eating everything. Because I had these last time I was down there.
I want to see what you like sure. So send me your list because I'd love to check it out.
Okay, I'll give you my list of things that I think are just bomb. So you have these sprouted spirulina bags, but it's not just organic spirulina. It's organic coconut, organic banana, sprouted organic sesame seeds, and organic dates. And they're like these little cookie bites. And they're freaking amazing. They do dye your mouth just like slightly green. So be careful if you're listening in. Rinse
you,
that with,
you look
with,
like a freaky
with some
hippie
with some water afterwards. Yes. a couple of others that I'm a big fan of: coconut manna. You've had that before, right?
Yeah.
So if you haven't, if you're listening and you haven't had coconut manna yet, which is basically like this ambrosia like blend of coconut fat and coconut meat and coconut oil, you're missing out on a very important part of life. I'm a macadamia nuts guy because they're like one of the best ways. I do generally eat a high fat diet, and macadamia nuts will keep me satiated for hours. You guys have the Hawaiian Orchards natural roasted macadamia nuts. So I'm a huge fan of macadamia nuts. I'll sprinkle those in anything.
I know, they're so
pastas,
good.
Smoothies.
I know.
Name it.
Yeah, if you grate them or crush them up, it's like a total cheese replacement.
Yeah, and then I'm kind of a fan of like lower oxalate seeds and lower oxalate nuts. That's another reason I like the macadamia nuts. But pumpkin seeds are another really good one. Like my wife makes fun of me because I'll just take whole pumpkins. I'll throw a whole pumpkin in the oven at like 400 and just bake it. Put a little raw honey and olive oil and sea salt on there, and that's my lunch. and I'll eat the seeds and everything. But you guys have
I love pumpkin and squash.
Oh yeah,
the Mark Sisson's Primal Kitchen avocado mayo. Like, oh, that's dude, the bomb.
I've not put the avocado mayo on there, but now I'm going to add that to the list. So yep. You just basically put mayo on pumpkin.
Yep,
amazing.
Yeah, it's just I probably eat that for dinner a primary thing for two or three times a week.
Okay. For those of you listening in, I will add that recipe to the show notes. And then the last one that I like is the sprouted pumpkin seeds, like I mentioned, just because I'm a fan of pumpkin. So the sprouted pumpkin seeds, it's just sprouted pumpkin seeds.
Good for male reproductive health, too.
Exactly, yeah, and Celtic sea salt. So I'll link to some of my favorites. If you guys want to hear some of my favorites, I'll link to some of my favorites in the show notes for today's episode with Gunnar, and you can go to bengreenfieldfitness.com/Gunnar, like as in Gunnar's first name, GUNNAR, bengreenfieldfitness.com/Gunnar, to get the show notes for today's show, and I'll link to all that stuff, but then I'm also going to throw a little discount in there, in the show notes, or you can just write this down right now if you want. This is going to get you $60 worth of free organic groceries and free shipping. And because, like Gunnar mentioned, Thrive Market is a membership-based model, right? Kind of like the whole Costco meets Whole Foods thing. But you'll get a 30-day membership for them as well. Like, you get to trial their membership for 30 days. So, you know, their prices are already like 50% off. So that's giving you an extra $60 of free groceries on top of the 50% off of the stuff that you can find that we just got done talking about. Wipe that saliva off the corner of your mouth and go to thrivemarket.com/Ben. That's thrivemarket.com/Ben. And when you go there, that'll automatically get you the landing page. It'll get you the free groceries, the free shipping, 30-day trial, everything. So check that out, thrivemarket.com/Ben. If you want to know what to get, what I'll do is I'll add that link to the show notes over at bengreenfieldfitness.com/Gunnar, and I'll also link to some of my faves. We'll link to that probiotic that Gunnar mentioned and his favorite mushroom product, the vitamin C by Health Force, the coconut wraps, the coconut flake cereal, and a few of these others that are my personal favorites, so that you can grab some of those goodies for yourself and have basically like a little organic grocery shopping Christmas for yourself. So Gunnar, that all being said, thanks for coming on the show, man. I really like what you're doing, and kudos on putting together a great grocery store.
Really appreciate it. Appreciate your support. And, I think it's just so awesome that, you know, that you're able to do what you do and serve the community that you serve. And it's just such a great time for people to empower themselves with information from influencers like yourself, where they can really get unfiltered information. And it's just really exciting. So I just really salute you for the work you do, and grateful for your support.
Awesome. Thanks, right, man. That means a lot.
Cheers.
Now that we've gotten all sappy, folks, again, go to bengreenfieldfitness.com/Gunnar, you can access all the goodies there. Gunnar, thanks for coming on the show, man.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Later, everybody.
You've been listening to the Ben Greenfield Fitness Podcast. Go to bengreenfieldfitness.com for even more cutting-edge fitness and performance advice.